is Rain, and this is my first podcast. I'm reading a Solangelo fanfic named Confucius Magic I've been feeling since I've met you by the oncoming Storm Age John, whatever this is. Let's get into it. Trapped in the supply closet, Duke D'Angelo was currently wishing he was dead. His first mistake was ever opening the door to his cabin that morning, in the first place. Actually, his first mistake was whatever the fuck he did to piss Eros off, because Nico was 90% sure that it was Eros' fault. Jason Grace was in love with him, but that was only the beginning. It started early in the morning, and Nico had been woken up by someone knocking on his door. He thought it was Rosalis, the stupidly attractive head medic, so he answered. Instead, it was Jason Grace, who was just normal and was attractive, unlike Will, whose eyes widened and fell open when he saw Nico. If this was an animated movie, Nico was sure Jason's eyes would have had little pink hearts in them. "You were the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life," Jason said, sounding breathless. Nico narrowed his eyes. "Jason, get out of my cabin." If this was some kind of prank, Nico really didn't appreciate it. Jason stepped forward. "Your voice is like a song that I want to hear over and over again. Nico, please, let me prove my love to you. I would do anything, like throw myself off the tallest cliff, just be worthy of you." "What the fuck?" Nico's eyes started towards where he's staring at an iron sword hung on the wall, wondering if this was some monster only pretending to be Jason. "You can prove your love for me by getting out of my cabin," Nico said, feeling uneasy. "This is good, Prince." That was the worrying part, because there was no way Jason Grace was actually in love with him. Jason stepped forward, and Nico stepped backwards, grateful for the dim lighting and the numerous shadows he could disappear into. Who said he couldn't run away from his problems, so he was best at? "You don't want me here?" Jason said, blue eyes beginning to water. Nico blocked. "We had Kersenal, a desperate, heartbroken big three, was never a good thing." "No, it's just, you said you want to prove your love for me." Jason nodded frantically. "I'll do anything for you, Nico. I love you more than life itself." Nico wasn't sure if that statement was. Because Nico, for one, wasn't very much loving his life. He liked Jason a lot, but not like that. He wanted Jason as a brother, but not whatever this was. "What I really want are some strawberries from strawberry fields," Nico said. Jason beamed. "I can do that. I need the best strawberries for the love of my life." As soon as Jason left, Nico took a deep breath. "It's going to suck." He had no idea what happened to Jason, but he should get out of the cabin while he still could. Hope the whole thing blew over quickly. There was really one person at camp Nico wanted to fall in love with, and he sure as hell wasn't Jason. He opened the cabin door, stepping outside, making sure Jason was long gone. "Hey, Nico," heard Chu Tanaka. Nico spun around, already scared. Chu Tanaka was looking up at him, leaning on the side of his cabin like she'd been waiting for him, batting her eyelashes. "Hey, hi, Chu," Nico said, mouth going dry. Fuck, this was not happening. Jason was bad enough for Drew, too. At least Jason was the right gender. "Are you doing anything later?" Drew asked, twirling a strand of her hair on her finger. "Fortunately, yes. Sorry," he replied, trying to sound apologetic. He really didn't want anyone to start crying over him. "Aw," Drew pouted. "Are you sure you can't cancel?" She touched his arm. He pulled away by instinct. "I can't. I'm sorry," he said shortly. He turned around, only to see Clovis, son of Hypnos, staring at him with a blush on his cheeks. "Hey, hey, Nico," Clovis said, looking starstruck. "You look nice today. Let's go take a nap. And I was wondering if you wanted to come with me." Nico's mouth was officially no longer working. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw another camper walking toward him. Fuck. This wasn't just Jason who was loving him. Looking between Drew and Clovis, he weighed options. They were both looking at him with the same love-struck expression that Jason had. Funny. Doesn't sound like a good idea. Before any of other campers could mob Nico, he sprinted back into his cabin, shutting the door tightly, resisting the urge to barricade the door with a chair or something. He paced his cabin, trying to wrap his brain around what just happened. Apparently Jason was in love with him, and so was Drew, and so was Clovis. And Nico had a sinking feeling that the entirety of Camp Half-Blood was in love with him. What was he supposed to do now, except hide in his cabin for the rest of the day? Could this get any worse? A knock on the door, Nico froze, and he was regretting not barricading it before he had the chance. Nico, I know you're in there. I want to talk. Fuck. This is Percy Jackson's voice. The same kind of voice he used when he talked to Annabeth, his girlfriend. This day had officially gotten worse. Nico did the only thing he could. He shadow traveled out of his cabin to a safe place. That's how he found himself locked in an infirmary supply closet, dreading ever waking up that morning. In all honesty, the infirmary supply closet wasn't as bad as I thought. It smelled of antiseptic and was very dark. At least no one would be looking for him here. Obviously, he blamed Will Solis for making him associate with infirmary with safety. But that was less Will's fault and more Nico's gain's fault. His mind jumped to wondering how the stake would have gone if it had been Will Solis. It would have been Will Solis knocked on his door that morning. Will, who looked up at him with his puppy blue eyes, professed his undying love. Something unpleasant twisted in those guys. No, he didn't like to think about it at all. Eris would probably love to see Nico have his happiness dangled right in front of him, only be taken away at the last second. Because, of course, the only way Will would ever return his feelings was if Will was enchanted to do so. Nico was sure that running into Will while a spell or whatever was still in effect would be way worse than an encounter with Jason. Because really, what could be worse than your crush only having fake feelings for you? The closet door opened. Nico tensed, where he shouted out again. Nico? Will asked. Nico shut his eyes. This is great, absolutely great. What are the chances that he could just open a big crack on the floor and fall straight into River Lethal? Solis, if you say that you love me, I will kill you. Nico barely opened his eyes and preparing himself for the worst. Will blinked at him. What? Profound. Will looked normal. Just totally normal. No puppy dog eyes, no green confections. You're not suddenly, are you? Is everything okay? Will asked instead. Why are you hiding in the supply closet? Did the enchantment end already? Nico didn't think he was that lucky. But he didn't think of any other reason why Will was acting so himself. He stepped out of the supply closet. The infirmary hallway was empty. Nico looked Will up and down, looking for any signs that Will was about to fall completely head over heels for him. I guess so, Nico said. And he faintly wondered if he had dreamed at all. Hey, Will! Nico. Nico sighed in relief as Kayla entered the room, looking relatively normal. Maybe this was a weird fever dream, thank the gods. Will, Austin said you need more branches. Thanks, Kayla said. Will took one last confused look at Nico and then headed out of the room. Nico cringed. He was going to have a lot of explaining to do. He wasn't sure if he even wanted to explain it. Or could. Besides some very well-planned prank. Kayla looked at Nico, a smirk playing on her lips. You're here again, huh? Is it in your session? Nico's cheeks flared up bright red, and he stammered. But no, Will and I are just friends. If Nico didn't know that before, the whole closet thing proved it. Kayla laughed. But it sounded slightly higher pitch than it normally was, and Nico's brain went full panic mode. He wasn't as safe as he thought, was he? That's good, because I wasn't talking about him. Sarah said as he leaned closer towards Nico. Nico backed away quickly, running into the counter. I can't do that. Twirl. He stepped forward. Nico looked at the door when Will disappeared to him. Sally cursed Sarah for sending him away. Actually, this was probably for her whole plan. Did Nico all by himself so she can float or whatever? Nico swallowed. He needed to get out of camp, preferably with someone who had already proven to not want to get swallowed. Nico. He thought, surely, of course, his fate rested in the fate that his crush didn't like him back in the slightest. He moved toward the door, quickly walking away quickly from Kayla. Look, you're a really nice person, but Kayla's face fell. Sounds like you're rejecting me, though. She said, sounding like she's in a burst of tears. She's almost at the door. He really just wanted to make a break. But at this point, if he was going to worry to keep saying the wrong things, the door opened behind him. Nico turned around, grinning. He'd never been happier to hear the familiar sounds of Will's footfalls on the floor tile filling. He grabbed Will's hand, ignoring the undignified squeak of protest. Lunging for the nearest shadow, the shadow traveled them both out of camp. They appeared in the forest outside the camp. As soon as they landed, Will half fell into Nico. And Nico realized the extent of what he'd actually done. Will was going to think he was a crazy person, but at least Will wasn't going to be in love with him. Great. Well, your going to crushes had never been Nico's life anyway. Okay, Will said. A voice frazzled. What the hell? Nico let go of the intertwined hands, trying his hardest not to blush at the contact. I need your help. Will looked up to Nico, looking exasperated. Next time you kidnap someone for help, at least warn me first. Child traveling is not fun. I was panicking, Nico hissed. It's not my fault everyone loves me. Will dragged a hand through her. Well, I think that's a bit of exaggeration. Yes, you probably got some liars, but that's what happens when you single-handedly save the camp. Nico chose to ignore the pride that flared up in his chest at Will's words. He didn't mean them like that. But even if Will was so far out of his reach that not even magic could change it, it was still nice to know Will thought of him so positively. I woke up this morning and Jason told me my voice was like a song when he listened to it on repeat. Then there was True and Clovis and Prince Jackson. Is there too? I'm sure. I just broke Kayla's heart and, oh, you're serious. Will's lips turned slightly upwards and his eyes were sparkling in amusement. Maybe it caused Nico's heart to skip a beat, but really it was just annoying. Are you laughing at me? Nico deadpanned. Apparently this lost drop from Will's closure because he started full on laughing. Nico continued to stare at him, crossing his arms, waiting for Will to stop. It's not funny, Will. I'm in life-threatening danger. Oh, is that what kids call it these days? Will asked with an exaggerating wink. I don't want to be mass murdered with the entire camp. Will seemed to sober up at that. You're right. I've got a friend, Lululemon, that knows a thing or two about potions. If anyone can fix it, it'd be her. And she'd help us? If nothing else, that boy, you can probably flirt your way into getting an antidote. You go slide beef, deciding to let the nickname slide. Smiling for the first time since he broke up. Thanks, well, I'm lucky I found you and didn't know about this. Saying the words sent Nico's nervous mind to spiral thoughts that he'd chosen to ignore. There was probably a reasonable explanation for why Will wasn't fawning all over him, and that probably had nothing to do with Will secretly hating him. Nico's stomach churned, but Will finding him completely unlovable or anything like that. Will laughed nervously, rubbing his neck. I mean, it was really luck that brought you to the infirmary. Nico froze. How would Will know that he was instantly brought him there? I don't know what you're talking about. Will wasn't meeting his eyes. He seemed nervous, embarrassed. I mean, it's kind of obvious. Pretty much the whole camp knows at this point. Nico gulped. This is perfect. First, not even magic could get Will liking back. Now what? Will was calling him for his pathetic little crush, ready to reject him. Look, Sola. I really want to talk about this right now. I don't really want to talk about this right now. I'd rather just get this fixed and get everything back to normal. Will smiled, but it was tight. Any feeling in Nico's gut told him that a normal may not be achievable anymore. Of course, Will doesn't want to be around him anymore, now that he knows how you feel about him. The voice in Nico's head sneered. Of course, Will would be weirded out by some Hades having a crush on him. Yeah, right. Normal, Will said, kicking the dirt off his shoe. That it? Nico wasn't sure what Will was saying anymore. Where is it? Sound like someone who's on the verge of rejecting him. Sound like Will really didn't want to go back to the normal. If Nico didn't know any better, he'd say Will sounded disappointed. Is everything okay? Will said cautiously. Will looked up at Nico. You don't know. Know what? No. Will gestured between the lasers. Nico just stared at him in confusion. He was pretty sure neither of them had anticipated the moment to turn the conversation had gone in. Will cleared his throat, and his cheeks were bright pink. I guess you don't. Okay, let's go find the other, so we can get this whole thing cleared up. And before Will could leave the clearing, Nico stopped him, brain going overboard. He thought this was air support, but what if it wasn't? What if maybe it was all a prank, after all? Nico swallowed, question he'd been dreading since he figured out what was happening. Was perched on his tongue, daring to spill out and probably embarrass the shit out of him. Will? Nico asked tentatively. Do you know why you're seemingly immune when no one else is? Maybe? You didn't cause this whole thing, did you? No, nothing like that. It just, He closed his eyes and took a deep breath, like he was summoning the courage to say something very dramatic. Will didn't have a good feeling about this. In a quick string of words, like air escaping balloon, Will said, okay, here's the thing. I technically lied to you when you burst out of the closet with me, and I'm pretty sure you're going to hate me for this, but I'm not even into the love potion thing, and not even a little bit. If you wanted to kiss me, I don't think I could resist you if I tried. You're pretty. Nico opened his mouth to say something. His brain couldn't remember what it was. You lied? So you are in love with me? Nico wasn't sure why the prospect felt so disappointing. He supposed that it was so strange or something to know that he and Will were in it together. In a way, as only two infected. You've acted so normal. Yeah, Nico, that's kind of thing. I've always sort of maybe been in love with you. Okay, now the curse was just being cruel. Nico groaned. This had to be Eris's work, because no one else put this much of an effort to make Nico feel this shitty. Of course, Will had been under the curse. Eros would tease him about the prospect of Will only to yank it out from under his feet. But that black-haired girl with football and that one comic strip Will stood on educating him on probably should have paid more attention because Will being drastically pretty. Of course you are, because how else? He cut himself off. It was bad enough trying to reject people. Well, Nico didn't feel like he could stand an enchanted Will's who knew Nico liked him back. Because how else could he seemingly escape his cell or whatever? This family. Nico will clear the cell, looking like he'd rather be anywhere else but a spell, you know. Because he couldn't blame him. Speaking of the spell, Will said, and he was grateful for the distraction. Lululemon, you should go visit her right now and get this over with. It was Nico's idea. Chow Chow right directly into Hecate's cabin instead of trying to brave the whole camp. As he held on to Will's warm, calloused hands, he tried not to think of his fluttering palms or the words that Will had just said. It seemed too good to be true that Will was acting normal because he liked Nico this entire time. Nico could never be so lucky. He was really beginning to suspect that Will was just pretending. Nico could watch as his help, but of course the norm love-struck Will would be the supportive helper that Nico needed instead of a negative person trying to put him. Apparently Nico is due some good luck rolls, because the Hecate cabin was mercifully empty for a potential suitor except the Lula. Nico could have cried. Soon this whole thing would be over and he can go back to his mournful and required pet from afar. "Hey, Llewellyn," Nico said. Llewellyn was looked up at Nico with a bright, sparkling eyes and simpering smile on her face. Nico's heart sank into his chest. Will's affection was just as big as hers, he reminded himself sharply. It was easy enough to convince Llewellyn to make an antidote once they explained the situation. Through a flirty voice, she explained that the telegraph spell had been placed on Nico, which a pretty common one that was easy to undo. Of course, my feelings are totally natural, he wanted to say. I've been in love with you forever. Nico refused to meet Will's eyes, ignoring the guilt that churned in his stomach. Will, he didn't need another reminder that Will wasn't actually in love with him, no matter what he said. Will had eventually agreed to go out and get the ingredients for the potion, leaving Will and Nico by themselves. Nico shot a wary glance at Will, waiting for him to start flirting or professing his undying love or something. "You weren't kidding about this whole enchantment thing," Will said, consequently, and Nico wanted to scream. Why was Will acting so normal? Will claimed he was in love with Nico, but everyone else was being weird. When Will said he thought Nico was pretty, Nico could almost believe that was Will saying those things, not just the enchantment making him say it. If he had to suffer through his curse, why couldn't he at least go through Will still spawning over him, just even once in his life? It was pure selfishness that made Nico break his silence and ask, "So you're in love with me? Why? What's there to like about me?" Will looked surprised at the question. "You're a hero, Nico. You saved so many lives." With a chuckle, he added, It doesn't hurt that you've got abs. Nico refused to blush. He didn't even know Will had seen the shirtless before. "Percy's a hero. I'm just as scary as in the Hades. "You're more than that," Will said. And it was so earnest that it almost sounded like actual Will was talking, not enchanted Will. Sure, he stubborn no the sense of self-preservation, and Nico crinkled his nose. "I thought you were supposed to be showering me with compliments, you know, because you apparently love me and everything. I think you've got enough compliments today, Mr. Voice of the Song. If your ego gets fed anymore, you would fit in Hades' cabin," Will tease gently. Nico cringed. He's gonna have a lot of explaining to do once it's all over. God, this is gonna be awkward. "Yeah, you're on your own for that part. But I do want to see the look on Kayla's face when she finds out you don't love me." "Just the pain, laughing at pain." Nico crumbled and his eyes spinning straight towards Will, awaiting his reaction. Will's face didn't give any away. No sense of questions, no dying mind that he loved Nico. Nico wasn't sure which one he wanted, but he was disappointed either way. Couldn't help but hope that maybe it wasn't just the cellmate he needed to say, not denying the accusation. Maybe your pain shouldn't be so funny then. Before Nico could say anything, Lulan returned, proudly holding a bunch of herbs and looking suspiciously between Will and Nico. You're not taken, are you? Lulan asked, glaring at Will. Will raised his hands and surrendered, took several steps away from Will, placidly. It sent a pain straight to Nico's heart. No, we're just arms, Nico said. Good. Lulan sniffed. For popping her collagen down and adding the herbs. Nico was extremely grateful for Lulan's potion skills, because in a matter of minutes, very long minutes, filled with doing her best to impress Nico with her vast, airy potion knowledge, while Will snickered in the background. Murky gray potion was ready to be drank. Nico held up the bowl, shuddering internally. He glanced at Will, a sudden bowel cringe rising to him. I'm going to say this once, and you're hopefully not going to reject me. Nico said, grinning down, ready to wait, unable to stop himself. I have a thing for you. He saw Will's mouth open, and Lulan's face shift to despair. As he shut his eyes and tipped back the vial, a thick liquid spilled into his mouth. He cringed at the bitter taste. It was worse than cold medicine. Ew. He opened his eyes and left the cabin, saying a quick prayer to his father. No one paid attention to him, not Jason, who was still standing in the starry field, not Drew Clovis. Well, Clovis was curled outside of the Hades cabin, asleep, but still. Not even Percy Jackson, who was talking to Annabeth. Not a single person was looking at him. The leaf crashed into him. He's never been happier to be ignored. He turned around to where Lulan and Will were, and his excitement died down slightly. Will's mouth was still hanging open, and the full consciousness of his confession crashed down on him. Will didn't like him anymore. He was going to reject Nico, which is great. You know what? I'm going to give you two a talk. Go get your man's all this. Lulan patted Will on his arm. They were making a beeline for the door. She did it tightly behind her, leaving Nico and Will alone in the Hades cabin. It was now or never, Nico scolded himself. Time to make things awkward. Nico took a deep breath. He looked at Will, whose mouth was now closed, but he still looked stunned. You should know, I'm not going to hold you accountable for anything you said or said about. Will cut off with a deep laugh that set Nico's insides on fire. He hated how Will could affect him so much. Nico wouldn't be surprised if he was really the one under the potion. Couldn't get rid of me that easily. Will teased. He cleared his throat, that pretty pink blush stained his freckled cheeks. I still mean it. You do? Because like feeling his own cheeks up. Will nodded. With a snort, he said, according to my siblings, everyone can see the big crush I have on you. Oh. Nico said. He glanced away, trying to steal his nerves. I do know why I shall Charles to the infirmary. It wasn't an accident. He could feel Will's warm, soft gaze on him. He looked back over at Will, his fear seeming to disappear. And he wasn't sure what he was afraid of anymore. You make me feel safe. Will just found his mouth practically crying in his fractures. Good. I'm glad. Me too. Would you like to go out with me sometime, Nico? on a date. I mean, yeah, like I said, first tripping over his tongue as soon as I left his mouth. Yeah, I like that a lot. Will beamed even harder and made Nico wish he had sunglasses on. Him for himself to be annoyed. Will was adorable when he was smiling. Wow, you can say that now. Adorable, Solis. Will's cheeks were bright red again. A sight Nico could never get tired of. Not bad yourself, D'Angelo. Will leaned down and touched Nico on the cheek. It was Nico's turn to blush. Yeah, I'm kind of sick. That's why I kept repeating my words and sniffling. So I'm sorry. Thank you. Anyways, bye. See you next time.